You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Tuesday morning, Greg's at breakfast and I am joined by three beautiful ladies. You do put me to shame, you do. It's the Sugar Babes.
Oh, thank you.
You look lovely this morning.
Hey, I tell you what, how long does it take you to look that good? Have you kind of got a beauty regime going on?
Well, today we were pretty quick, actually. We didn't have any hair makeup.
Yeah, I'm always the late one with that. Girls just seem to be able to get up that extra bit early to, like, get ready. And then I end up with, like, half an hour because I keep putting snooze.
She's the queen of snooze.
And Mel was, like, texting me. She was like, going down for breakfast. I'm thinking, I still haven't had a shower.
Now, I've got to say, my radio husband, Gracie, can't be here for a little chat, which he is kicking himself about, let me tell you. Have you girls got maybe a message for Gregsy?
We miss you.
We wish you were here.
Yep, he does. He does have a bit of a thing for you, ladies. You've made a promise that this year you won't change your lineup. So I mean, how good are you at keeping promises?
Is that very good.
Good.
Very good. Yeah,
it definitely ain't changing, my friend.
No.
Good. How well do you ladies get on?
Yeah, we're all on.
You must get on really well. Do you actually spend quite a lot of time apart though?
No, we spend quite a lot of time together.
We see each other more than anyone else.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah,
which is nice.
That is a bit like me and, like, say, Gregsy, who I work with in the morning. It's like, yeah, it's like, what advice would you give others that have to sort of work closely together? Because I think he sees me more than he actually does his other half.
Yeah, I think when you're working that closely with someone, you just have to become a team. You know, it's, you can't be like an individual and it's all about me.
No,
you know, you've got to work together.
Now, you do obviously get on really well because Amel, did you not sing at Heidi's wedding earlier this year?
She's not married yet.
Are you not married yet?
That was the plan, yeah.
So you are going to be sick. When are you getting married then, Heidi?
Next year.
I thought you were a married lady already.
Yeah, you can find the venue in time because she wants a winter wedding.
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay. And so you are going to be singing at it. How are you feeling about that, Mel?
I'm nervous, mate. Yeah. You're all right, though.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah,
not charging either, you know.
Tell me a bit about Freedom.
It's the first single off our new album. We love it. We hope you love it.
It's just basically a big song, a big anthemic song that, I don't know, the meaning of it is just like to be free, be yourself, be confident and just, I don't know, just let all your worries just go and just have a dance and have a good time, you know? That's what we want people to sort of get from this song when they're in a club or with their home, wherever they are. It should hopefully put a smile on your face.
Now, I know you girls have some sort of side projects that keep you busy. I want to talk pants with you, actually, Jade. Which you will hopefully do in a little bit. But first, if you wouldn't mind introducing the new tune.
Okay, guys, this is our brand new single, Freedom, out the 25th of September. Enjoy.
Brand new single from the Sugar Babes out on the 25th of September. That's called Freedom. And the Sugar Babes still here in the studio with me.
Yeah.
Now, I was saying earlier about your side projects. Jade, I do want to talk pants with you. Are you still the face of Miss Ultimo?
Yes, I am.
How hard is it to relax in front of the camera?
Do you know what? It's like you suddenly start overthinking everything. Like, I should have been conscious about the fact that I was in my bra and knickers, but I was more conscious of what to do with my arms. I felt like I didn't know where to put them. Do I fold them? Do I put them on my back?
What looks sexy? Like, you're probably thinking, what looks good? Yeah,
and you know, you're in a room full of strangers in your underwear, and it's just like, you just don't feel sexy.
And you've not got the other two girls either. I think that you're so used to being in front of the camera, but with other girls there as well.
Well, we did a loaded shoot the other week for the magazine, and everyone was saying, oh, Jade, you know, how nervous are you? And I was like, oh, this one's fine, because now I am with the girls. You don't feel as sort of intimidated. Yeah. So that was good.
Because you actually have something in common with one of my friends, Jo. You always have to wear matching underwear. Is that still the case?
Yeah, because my mum's always had this thing. She said to me, if ever anything happens to you, God forbid, and they've got to cut your clothes off of you in an emergency,
you don't
want to be embarrassed that you're wearing a granny pants and a purple bra. So you have to wear a set.
Oh, brilliant. Now, speaking pants, did you see those Manx for men?
No.
You missed a trick. It was last week. There was there's a picture of a guy. You need to Google this, actually. It's, you know, the female girdle. Yeah. Fat pants. Like that. Yeah. Not. I'm thinking you guys probably don't know what they are.
I did see this on a show the other morning. They come up to your nip nap. They're really high pants.
What are they supposed to do? I don't understand.
Suck you in.
Yeah. Take away love handles, a beer belly, and all that for the men. For men. I was just wondering how you'd feel if your other half sort of stripped off to reveal a bit.
No. No.
The name itself sounds gross.
I know.
That's like.
Yeah. It sounds manky.
Sorry, I've got to apologise for anyone's got those cats. There's a cat called Manx, you know.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't mind the cat.
Yeah, cat, yeah.
Very and cute. Obviously, people from Manchester, we don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. yes.
Now, I do try my best to sort of keep my finger on the pulse of all things showbiz. And I'm a bit of a matchmaker as well. And I read that Tiny Temper's got a little bit of a crush on you, Jade. Yeah. Did you know that?
you did
know that.
Yeah, he's nice. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's not really going to go anywhere.
do you know what I think? Is it his height? Because I think it's a Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman
tiny.
Thing going on.
I mean, yeah, he is tiny. I like his songs. I dance around to them. But I think it's just going to stick to that, really.
Very diplomatic there, Jade. Yeah. What male celebrities have you guys got a crush on?
I do really like Robert Pattinson.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I got into the whole Twilight thing and I do quite fancy him.
I've got a new one, guys. I haven't even told you about
this. Who is it?
His name's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look as amazing as he normally does, but he's plays Conan in Conan the Barbarian, the new film.
Oh yeah, you did. He's
so hot.
Would he be hot in Manx though?
Yeah, even in Manx.
Even in Manx.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't need him, man. He's got
proper six pack, everything.
Yeah, I'd say definitely mine is James Franco.
Yeah, I quite like him as well.
Right. Hot stuff.
I've got so many people to Google. Apart from, obviously, I know
so
what Robert Pattinson looks
You'd
like.
Fall for him too.
Now, how was your recent? Because you did have a recent reunion with Keisha, didn't you? Was it awkward? How was it?
Well, it was fine, to be honest. It was. We didn't even see her, first of all. We walked in, and as we were taking a few pictures, we saw her come in. Mm-hmm. And it was just a bit of a strange feeling. It was quite surreal. But then she came over and a few words, and, you know, she said, sorry.
Good. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me today. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Before we go, can we get everyone to check out our Twitter account?
Of course you can,
Cool. So you can follow us at Sugar Babes HQ or individually. Mine's Jade Ewan.
Mine's Heidi_Range.
And mine's Amel_Barabba.
That's great. Thank you so much, guys. And good luck with the album and the single.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.